This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Rosenthal, R-O-S-E-N-T-H-A-L, first name Judy, J-U-D-Y, date of birth, June 19, 1941, the date of evaluation, July 30, 2024, referring physician, Dr. Anthony Jones. The chief complaint, 83-year-old female with history of permanent pacemaker, now requiring MRI and clearance for MRI. The HBI. As noted, the patient is an 83-year-old female who had relocated to Oakland to move with her daughter, comma, her daughter's partner and co-mother, period. Patient is a retired anthropologist, period. She had previously required permanent pacemaker for six-sinus syndrome, period. She was noted to have chronic pain running down the left leg, period. She had been diagnosed with radiculopathy and spinal issues, period. The patient was felt to require MRI, but first needed clearance for her permanent pacemaker, period. She currently denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. Past medical history, 1, atrial fibrillation, neck number syncope, neck number narcolepsy, neck number rash. The past surgical history, she describes L5-S1 dissectomy in 1990, which was done in Paris. She had a total abdominal hysterectomy in 1995. Next number, right elbow surgery. The medications, levothyroxine, 88 micrograms one daily. Venlafaxine, 75 milligrams one daily. Sodium oxybate for narcolepsy, 7.5 milligrams HS. Ibuprofen was discontinued. Gabapentin, TID. Prednisone, PRN. Amodafinil, ARMODAFINIL, 150 milligrams one daily. The allergies, sulfur, family history, mother, grandmother, and sister all had cancer of various types. Mother family had uterine cancer. Grandmother had colon cancer. Father died of myocardial infarction at age 86. Social history, as noted, she was she previously worked as an anthropologist. She denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional. She reports fatigue, skin. She reports a rash on her face, hands, and chest. Eyes, she has glasses. She has artificial cornea in each eye. Ears, unremarkable. Nose, she has chronic runny nose. Oral cavity, she has had root canal. She has had a separate root canal times two, period. respiratory. She had childhood asthma, cardiac. She had edema, gastrointestinal. She has no nausea, vomiting, hematochezia, melanoma, genitourinary. No frequency, urgency, or dysuria. Musculoskeletal, she reports pain in her knees, ankles, hips, and elbow. She has lumbar spinal stenosis. Neurologic, she has dizziness and narcolepsy. Endocrine, she has hypothyroidism. The remainder of the review systems is unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 127/72, pulse 71, respiratory rate 16, height 63.75 inches, weight 117.4 pounds. In general, she is a pleasant female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The ECG demonstrates atrial fibrillation at a rate of 70 beats per minute. In retrospect, rhythm may be a sinus arrhythmia, period. In leads two, she is noted to have clear P waves in front of each QRS, period. No indication of pacemaker noted on EKG, period. There is loss of R waves in the V1 and V2. Cannot rule out old antiseptical myocardial infarction. The chest wall of note did demonstrate the area of the pacemaker, period. The patient is noted to have an Accolade L331 model Boston Scientific pacemaker. The Accolade L331 is an image-ready MR conditional pacing system, period. The pulse generator implant is left of right pectoral region. The pacemaker was interrogated, period, measured data reported separately, period. The RA has an intrinsic sensing of 1.7 millivolts. In P 398, threshold 0.8, pulse width 0.4, percentage pacing 30%, RV has intrinsic sensing 6.6, impedance 472 ohms, threshold 1.1 volt, pulse width 0.4, 24% pacing, in the RV, period. Patient is felt to be clinically stable. She has history of atrial fibrillation, history of fixing lumbar spinal stenosis, period. She further has history of hypothyroidism, period. She is felt to be clinically stable for her MRI procedure, period. She is cleared for same sign, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.